We've been bringing you statewide election coverage, from the gubernatorial race to superintendent of public instruction to lieutenant governor. Now we want to take a look at the Idaho legislature and how races are shaping up there. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief says Democrats are making an effort to challenge several legislative seats in North Idaho. He says almost all the races in districts 1-5 are being contested by Democrats. That covers an area from the Canadian border down through Latah County. He told Samantha Wright that doesn't always happen up north.
In some cases, we're talking about a fair amount of money being raised by some of those Democrats. So I think they're going to be at least mildly competitive.
In North Idaho?
In North Idaho. Yeah, this is an interesting phenomenon right now. For example, District 1, which we know to be a district that is often not very competitive at all, at least not in the general. It's quite competitive sometimes in the Republican primary. There's a Democrat running for Senate and Democrats running for both House seats. And that's true in almost all of the seats. In fact, in District 4, which is basically Coeur d'Alene, all of those races are being contested. And we're talking about Democrats raising a fair amount of money in some cases. We're talking about $22,000 being raised in one of those races. So they're making an effort, which is a little more than we can say has happened sometimes in the past, particularly in the last few years. Another place to watch is District 5. District 5, of course, is the district that's basically Latah County, and it's a little more than that, but largely it's Latah County. A lot of people are following the race for the state Senate there with Dan Foreman. He's the incumbent, of course. He's something of a lightning rod. He's being outspent right now, at least outraised in terms of campaign money, by the Democratic challenger, a guy named David Nelson. Foreman's got $14,000 reported on the campaign finance reports that just came out last Friday. David Nelson has $55,000. Basically, he's outraised the incumbent by more than 3-1. That'll be an interesting race to follow. And also the House A and B races there are being contested by Democrats. And in all the cases, we're talking about a significant, by Idaho standards, a significant amount of money. We're talking about $27,000 raised by the Democrat for position A, $18,000 by the Democrat position B.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Yeah. Now, the incumbent, Caroline Nelson Troy, in seat B, who is a Republican, she's raised almost $40,000. So, you know, this is a fairly competitive, by at least in terms of money, it's a fairly competitive situation in District 5.
Anything else that's happening with these northern Idaho districts?
The other race up north I would keep an eye on is 6B. That's the Lewiston race between John Rushi, who's the former minority leader in the House, and Mike Kingsley, who is now the incumbent. Each of them have raised over $50,000. That's a pretty competitive race. There's been a lot of kind of nasty bickering going on in the district, not necessarily involving both of the candidates, but there's a lot of kind of ugliness right now. And so that's going to be an interesting one to watch.
What about the Treasure Valley? What races should we keep an eye on in the Valley area?
In the Valley here, probably the most interesting race to watch is all three races, actually, for District 15. District 15 is the West Bench, Boise area. It's the only kind of Boise district that is not controlled by the Democrats right now. And they have made a run at this district several times before, unsuccessfully. They're making a big push this year to win control of that particular district, and there's a fair amount of money being spent there. We're talking roughly $50,000 for each candidate that's running for the Senate. That's Brat Nober for the Democrats and Fred Martin, who's the incumbent on the Republican side. A rematch we've seen several times is Lynn Luker, who's the incumbent Republican, and a guy named Steve Birch, who's running against him and has run a pretty competitive campaign against him a couple times before. Birch has raised $88,000. Luker's raised over $30,000. And then seat B there, the Democrat, Jake Ellis, has actually outraised the incumbent Republican, Patrick McDonald, $42,000 to $11,000. So they're, obviously the Democrats are kind of targeting District 15, and that's one of the places I'd be looking at very closely on election night.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief talking about legislative races to watch on Election Day. You can find all of our election coverage at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.